Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to Brain Blaster 2021, a 16-part series which sees six local primary schools go head-to-head in the hope of becoming the 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster Champion. The quiz consists of seven rounds of questions covering the following topics: general knowledge, maths, history and geography, audio, spelling and sport. And new to Brain Blaster this year, a teacher's round. Each team will consist of four students from the senior cycle who will work together as a team to gain as many points as they can against the other schools. At the end of the elimination rounds, two schools with the highest points will go head-to-head to see who will become not only the Brain Blaster champion, but also who will win their school €500. Now over to Miss Information, who will tell us who today's teams are.
Thank you, Linda. Our two teams today are Kinsale-Beg National School and Park National School. And on the Kinsale-Beg team, there is Max Kyo, Joe Kyo, Dylan Hogan and James Sweeney. And on the Park team are Nuala Curran, Cuiva Brennan, Cahill Murphy and James Chidlow. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the General Knowledge Round.
Our first round is the General Knowledge Round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round, and I go to Kinsale-Beg, and I'll start with you, Max. What country would I be living in if I lived in Barcelona?
Spain.
Correct. 2 points. Joe, what is the name of the school in the Harry Potter books?
Hogwarts.
Correct. 2 points. Dylan, what is the name of Mike's friend in the movie Monsters, Inc.?
Sully.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, James. What is the most consumed food in the world, rice or pasta?
Rice.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored a full 8 points. And we'll go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Nuala. What is the Irish for the colour red?
Derek.
Correct. 2 points. Cuiva, what type of animal is a dingo?
Confer.
Yeah.
It's a dog.
Dog.
Correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. Cahill, who sings the song Seven Rings?
Confer.
Yep.
Ariana Grande.
That's correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. And James, who turns into the Hulk in the Avengers movie?
Bruce Banner.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points.
Time for a fun fact.
There are 40 standard spaces on a Monopoly board. The standard American work week is 40 hours.
Up next is the maths round.
Next up is our maths round. Each team member will be asked a maths question. If they get the answer correct, they will get 2 points. Should they wish to confer with their teammates, they will get 1 point for a correct answer. We go to Kinsale-Beg, and I'll start with you, Max. How many months are there in a century?
Confer.
You can confer, yeah.
120.
120?
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's actually 1,200. There's 120 in a decade. Next to you, Joe. If I multiply 8 by 10 and then I add 6, what do I get?
86.
Correct. 2 points. Dylan, how much is 90 minus 35?
55.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, James, what is 10% of 300?
30.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. And we'll go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Nuala. How many degrees are there in a circle?
Zero.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is 360 degrees. Next to you, Caoimhe. A bicycle wheel has a diameter of 24 centimetres. What is the radius of the bicycle wheel? I'll repeat that. A bicycle wheel has a diameter of 24 centimetres. What is the radius of the bicycle wheel?
Confer.
Yep.
12.
Correct. 1 point. Cahill. A group of friends earns 80 euros by washing cars. They share the money equally and there are four friends in the group. How much money does each of them get?
20.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, James. How many CD racks does it take to hold 100 CDs if each rack holds 25 CDs?
4.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. So now we go to misinformation to find out what the scores are at the end of round two.
At the end of round two, the scores are Kinsalebeg National School 14 and Park National School 11.
Up next is the history or geography round.
It's round three, our history and geography round, and we'll go to Kinsalebeg, and I'll start with you, Max. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Correct. 2 points. Joe, which day of the year in America is celebrated as Independence Day?
Fourth of July.
Correct. 2 points. Dylan, Mumbai and Kolkata are cities in which country?
Confer.
Yeah.
No. Just say it. I know.
The correct answer is India. So James, which Italian city is famous for its canals?
Vatican.
That's incorrect. I'm afraid the correct answer is Venice. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 4 points. We go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Nuala. How many wives did King Henry VIII have?
Confer.
Yep.
Six.
Correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. Caoimhe. In what country would you find the city of Berlin?
Germany.
Correct. 2 points. Cahill, name the four provinces of Ireland.
Ulster, Connacht, Leinster and Munster.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, James. What is the name of the river that runs through Youghal?
The River Blackwater.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. Back to you, Miss Information, for the scores at the end of that round.
Well, at the end of round three, it's level. Kinsalebeg National School are 18 and Park National School are 18. It's time to put your listening ears on. It's the music round.
And now it's time for the music round.
It's time for our audio round. In this team, each team will hear clips of four songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning that there is 8 points up for grabs. So Kinsalebeg, here is your medley of songs.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones in today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories, bring back your.
This is my heartbeat song and I'm gonna play it. Been so long I forgot how to turn it up, 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 up all night long.
is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
So I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, Max.
The first one, Memories by Maroon 5.
Correct. 2 points. Yeah.
Second one, we didn't have the name of the song. We guessed the artist Katy Perry.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song was Heartbeat Song, and the name of the artist was Kelly Clarkson.
Oh.
Okay.
Second one, we didn't have the artist, but... we had the song Lightning.
It's wrong, I'm afraid. The name of the song is This Is What You Came For, and the name of the artist, I would have taken Calvin Harris or Rihanna. And on to the last one.
No song was the artist, Ariana Grande.
Correct. 1 point for that. The name of the song was Break Up With Your Girlfriend. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 3 points. For Park National School, here's your medley of songs. So I need the name of the song and the name of the artist, and I'll go to you, James.
Sunflower by Post Malone.
So Post Malone is correct. The name of the song, however, is Circles, so you get 1 point for that, okay?
Hey Tart by Ariana Grande.
So the name of the song is correct, My Head and My Heart. The name of the artist is Ava Max, so you get 1 point for that.
The third song, Don't Give Up by Lady Gaga.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. The name of the song is The Greatest and the artist is Sia, so no points for that.
And I didn't get the fourth song.
No problem. The name of the fourth song was I Miss You and it was by Clean Bandit, or it had taken Julia Michaels. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 2 points.
So misinformation at the end of the music round, what are our scores?
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, Kinsale Beg National School are 21 and Park National School are 20.
Up next, the spelling round.
On to round five and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets two words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. And we'll go to Kinsale Beg, and I'll start with you, Max. Your first word is known.
K-N-O-W-N.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is bored.
B-O-R-E-D.
Correct. 1 point. Now to you, Joe. Your first word is heavy.
H-E-E-Y.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. It's H-E-A-V-Y. Your second word is example.
E-X. A M P L E.
Correct. 1 point. Dylan, your first word is prize.
P R I Z E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is women.
W O M E N.
Correct. 1 point. James, your first word is true, as in I threw the ball.
T-H-O-L-E-W.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is village.
V-I-L-L-A-G-E.
Correct. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. We go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Nuala. Your first word is happen.
H-A-P-P-E-N.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is captain.
C-A-P-T-I-N.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's C-A-P-T-A-I-N. Quiva, we'll go to you. And your first word is scare.
S-C-A-R-E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is build.
B-U-I-L-D.
Correct. 1 point. Cahill, we go to you. Your first word is return.
R-E-T-U-R-N.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is reason.
R-E-S-O-N.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's R-E-A-S-O-N. And finally, we go to you, James. Your first word is stories.
S-T-O-R-I-E-S.
Correct. 1 point. And your second word is trouble.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Correct. 1 point. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. Well, Miss Information, as we head into the sports round, what are our scores?
At the end of that round, Linda, Kinsale Beg are 28 and Park are 26.
Here's another fun fact.
Theodore Roosevelt, the American president, had at least 32 pets. He had at least 10 dogs, 2 cats, 6 guinea pigs, 1 pig, 1 badger, a blue macaw, a hen, a lizard, garter snake, a rat, a black bear, 1-legged rooster, a hyena, a barn owl, a rabbit, and 2 ponies.
Up next, a sports round.
This is the final round that the students will compete in, our sports round. Again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. We go to Kinsale Beg, and I'll start with you, Max. Steve Bruce is the now former manager of which English Premiership club?
Confer?
Yeah.
Newcastle?
Correct. 1 point. Joe, what is Offaly Man's Shane Lowry's sport?
Confer?
Yep.
Golf?
Correct. 1 point. Dylan, what sport has the following positions on the field? Prop, hooker, and out half.
Confer.
Yep.
Rugby.
Correct. 1 point. And James, what is the object hit by the players in ice hockey called?
A puck.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. We'll go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Nuala. What famous golfer has the same first name as a big cat?
Confer.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
That's correct. 1 point for a correct conferred answer. Quiva. Is Mo Farah a champion at athletics, football, swimming or tennis?
Athletics.
Correct. 2 points. Cahill. How many goals are scored if a player has a hat-trick?
3.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, James. Who is the manager of Manchester United?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. Over to you, Miss Information, for an update on the scores at the end of round 6.
Well, the scores at the end of round 6 are... It's level. Kinsale Beg are on 33 and Park National School are on 33.
Now it's time for the one and only Teacher's Round.
It's now time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far and now it's time for their teachers to step up to the plate. This is round 7, the Teacher's Round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students have already covered. General knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points and there will be no conferring in this round. Representing Kinsale Beg is Miss Mullins. And Miss Mullins, are you ready?
I am.
First question, general knowledge. What was the old name for a Snickers bar before it changed in 1990?
Marathon.
Correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 96 divided by 12?
8.
Correct. 2 points. History. In what century did St. Patrick live in? The 5th century or the 6th century?
The 5th.
Correct. 2 points. Music. In what year did Elvis Presley die? Was it 1976 or 1977?
Tough one. I'll go 76.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is 77. Spelling. Spell miscellaneous.
MISCELLANEOUS.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to sport. Which tennis Grand Slam event is played on a clay surface?
Clay. Is that the one in Paris? I'm going to say Roland Garros.
Yeah. Correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 10 points. Representing Park National School is Miss O'Grady. And Miss O'Grady, are you ready?
I'm ready.
First question, general knowledge. How many films have Al Pacino and Robert De Niro appeared in together? Is it 4 or 5?
5.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 4. They appeared in The Godfather Part 2, Heat, Righteous Kill and The Irishman. Second question is maths. What is 16 multiplied by 13?
208.
Correct. 2 points. Geography. What is the capital city of Australia?
Canberra.
Correct. 2 points. Music. In what year did the Beatles split up? Was it 1970 or 1971?
1970.
Correct. 2 points. Spelling. Spell asteroid.
A-S-T-R-O-A-U-T-E. Asteroid.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. It's A-S-T-E-R-O-I-D.
O-I-D, yeah.
And your final question. Sport. What are the 5 colours of the Olympic ring?
So, blue, black, red, green, yellow.
Correct. 2 points. And well done, at the end of that round, you've scored 8 points. Well, that completes our Brain Blaster matchup between Kinsale Beg and Park. Misinformation, what were the final scores?
The final scores, Linda, are Kinsale Beg National School scored 43 and Park School scored 41.
Congratulations to Kinsale Beg National School on a closely fought match, and well done to our runners-up Park National School. Stay tuned for more great Brain Blaster matchups as we continue our journey to find our 2021 CRY 104 FM Brain Blaster champions.
Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Youghal production, supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.